And joining us now is our business editor, Giles Beckford. We were just actually talking about trade, Giles, and how excited you were about the RCEP deal that has come through.
I'm beside myself.
Yes, I don't mean to be too cynical, but it is, in the trade world, it's not a gold-plated deal, is it?
It's not a gold-plated deal, no. It's very much in the shadow of TPP, or CPTPP, as it's, I think, it now called. Certainly, it would be fair to say that RCEP, although some people, some of its promoters, tried to play down the Chinese, shall we say, impetus and push behind it, it was very much driven as by China as a counter to US influence in the region at the time. But of course, once the US pulled out of TPP, the sort of the agenda changed a wee bit. From New Zealand's point of view, we already had a trade deal with the ASEAN countries, and with TPP and individual bilateral deals. So from that point of view, we'll wait and see quite where the $2 billion claim benefits will come
from.
So
if it's not gold-plated, what's it plated with?
Time will tell. It might be tin foil.
Who knows? Interesting. We will talk more about this in the program. We've got the Trade Minister is on, the Prime Minister is on as well, so we'll get to the bottom of that. Tell us a bit about the markets over the weekend. How do they fare?
Wall Street ended on a high, some upbeat earnings reports, and of course continuing hopes for a COVID-19 vaccine. All the main indices gained more than 1%. The S&P 500 was at a record high. Top 50 index blew hot and cold locally on Friday, but it ended 30 points higher for a fifth consecutive record close at 12,700. And the New Zealand dollar, 68.4 US cents, 94.1 Australian.
Now, there is, speaking of trade, some hope that a Biden administration in the US might mean a more rational approach to international trade issues.
Possibly so. Of course, it's a changed environment over the past 4 years, and COVID-19 add complications. But assuming that Biden's election is confirmed, and they prize the incumbent out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, one veteran trade analyst, Stephen Jacoby, hopes the new administration will show a recommitment to engage on international trade, the World Trade Organization, and work with partners and allies on key trade issues.
And certainly looking at an end to this ridiculous trade war and these absurd tariffs that have been imposed. By the way, we want to get rid of the steel and aluminium tariffs that apply to New Zealand as well. So I think all of those things are before us. I'm not sure that we should expect an early return to CPTPP or anything like that. I think that the prospects of a bilateral FTA are not great.
That's Stephen Jacoby from the International Business Forum.
Now, KiwiSaver complaints are likely to increase now that the government and lender support packages have come to an end.
Well, this is the view of the Financial Services Complaints Organisation. It's funded by the financial service providers. It expects more people to look to withdraw money from their KiwiSaver as they feel hardship brought on by COVID-19. The chief executive of the complaints group, Susan Taylor, says it's possible to make early withdrawals from the savings scheme. The criteria for doing so are strict, and she expects this will be a source of some frustration. She's encouraging people to waste no time at all in raising the issue.
Talk to the lender first is always the best way to go about things. But if you feel that the lender isn't listening or you're not satisfied with the response you get, then you can take it further with the dispute resolution scheme. And that's exactly what we're here for, to look at those complaints that aren't able to be sorted out directly with the lender.
And we'll hear more from Susan Taylor in our main bulletin just after 10:07. And of course, at that time, I'll also update all the latest numbers in the financial markets.
Giles Beckford, thank you very much for that.